Hallelujah. Well, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You two have been riding in the sun. It's the glow. It's the glow. It's a glow, man. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It's good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. Oh, how good it is to know God. Oh, as we talked last week, always, always, always coming back to God. Always remembering the goodness of God. Always, always restoring our joy by calling on the Prince of Peace. And when we forget, He doesn't. He just keeps coming. The goodness of God. So, let's talk about good things. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Talk about the goodness of God. He's good. God is good. We can't go wrong saying God is good. We can't worry about whether everybody says God is good or not. We just say God is good. Because when we say God is good, guess what? God is good. Guess what? When we don't say God is good, God is still good. Even when I can't see it, oh, He's good. Even when I can't feel it, oh, He's good. So by choice, we go to the good spot. You know? In the wintertime, we're a long ways from riding the motorcycle. But before I stored my motorcycles in my uncle's garage, my motorcycles were still there to see. But because I go over and see him in the morning, I can peek into the garage and my motorcycles are there. And God is good. Because it was the goodness of God that even got me on a motorcycle. A wise person at 58 would say, it's too late. But not God. God said it's just the right time. And now here it is, 10 years later. And it's still just the right time. Now, people who don't ride motorcycles could care less about whether or not I ride a motorcycle. People who don't ride motorcycles could be like I was before I started riding a motorcycle. Those people are nuts. It's hot out. It's windy. Oh my goodness, what are they thinking? But now I can say, what was I thinking? God is good. God is good, and God cares for His people, and He cared for you before you cared about Him. God is good. See, it's good to talk about the goodness of God. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing. We can give thanks to the Lord when for all practical purposes, there doesn't seem to be anything good. Now, some people can't find good. Some people would say, we didn't get enough rain. But we got some. Which is more than we had. We were doing happy dances when there were sprinkles during the week. And reminding the Lord that there's more rain in those clouds. There's more there, Lord. Squeeze them like a milk cow, Lord. Just squeeze it out of there. Yesterday, when I was coming home, I had women's prison last night, and that was a nice time. God is good. He's good. And on the way home, I'm looking and there was dark, dark clouds. And I told Vicki, I said, if I was on my motorcycle, I wouldn't be liking those clouds. I try to avoid clouds on my motorcycle. And then when I came out of Blunt, you kind of turned north a little bit, and I was looking at sunshine, and I thought, well, those clouds, that would be good on a motorcycle. I'm going around those clouds, but then I turned right back into the dark clouds. And then they started raining a little bit, and I said, follow me. Follow me to Highmore. Follow me. And we got some rain, too. Some extra rain, a little more than we had, and God is good. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. You don't have to have an obvious reason to give thanks to the Lord. Just thank Him. Sing about His goodness in the morning and His faithfulness at night. When you get up in the morning, you have evidence that He's faithful. And when you go to bed at night, you got evidence that He's faithful. You have just had another day with Jesus. Another day with the Lord. Another day to call upon His name. Another day to just give thanks to the Lord. Before we had the Lord, we were hard-pressed for things to really give thanks for. Because before we know God, we just figure that we deserve what we've got. That's just the way that it is. I have to tell you that this weekend, this week, Vicki and I were cleaning stuff out. I decided that I need to fill a dumpster at least one a week from Mom's house. And so we filled it and we got extra bags. But I was going through these drawers in a dresser. And my mother saved a lot of stuff. And she saved letters from old girlfriends. But most importantly, she saved my criminal record. She saved my underage possession of alcohol record. They wrote them bigly. And I had that. And she saved a report of my purchasing alcohol underage in the Aberdeen American News. Now, they called it Alan Roger Day, so it really wasn't me, but it was. But she had those saved. I'm thinking, why in the world did she save those? Crazy. There's always something there to remind me, but it don't matter. Praise God. Praise God. My file wasn't thick. Those were the things that I got caught at. I could thicken that file a lot. But the old things have passed away. And all things have become new. She also saved letters of when I was on a council for the UMW Youth Fellowship. Methodist Youth Fellowship. I was on the council. I got a letter from a guy, and he wrote, and he said, you should be the head of it. I noticed that I didn't show up for the meeting when he thought I should be the head of it. So he ended up being the head of it. So whether there was much information, I don't know. But if there was information, it must have been there as residue or something. But all of that stuff just reminded me how good God is. And He's gone. It is now gone. But it was gone before that when the Lord said, Jesus is enough. That's good news. See, we all have good news because God is good news. And when we call upon His name, last week we talked about, that it inspires us to draw near to Him when we realize that He desires us. It's such a joy to go to the prison and say, look, you need to understand something. God desires you. Don't believe that He doesn't desire you. Don't go, but you don't know what I've done. God don't care. I don't care. Now, whoa, that's easy to believe. No, it's not. He doesn't care about that. He cares about you. And that's good news. He cared about me more than all the things that I did. That's good news. Talk about good things. It's so easy to talk about. I mean, there's just so much information to complain about if you want to. You know, Jeremiah, he would tell the people, just come to God. Just come to God. Just come to God. But since you're not going to come to God, this is going to happen. And they would say, we're not going to do what you want us to do. We don't have to do what you say. We don't believe you. I sort of see Jeremiah going, oh, you poor things. And then what he said would happen, would happen. He was the voice. Just like John the Baptist was the voice crying in the wilderness. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit of the goodness of God. And that's why when we think about the goodness of God, the peace of God that passes understanding comes. And what we have to do is learn not to fight it off. Know what I mean? Because sometimes he comes talking to us and we fight it off. It's not until we quit fighting God that we begin to be able to see all the times that he has talked to us. And he brings us together. Because how sweet it is when we gather together in fellowship. We started out last night in the prison, and I had a couple of girls in the back that were visiting. So I said, "Have you got just the joy of the Lord back there?" And they looked at me. I said, "You might think that you came here to visit, but you came here because God drew you here. Because God desires you." And they tried to fight that for a while. But I'd step to the side. They were sitting behind a taller girl. And so I'd just step to the side and I'd say, God is not going to give up on you. And pretty soon, you know what? They gave in to God. And they were receiving the truth and enjoying the truth. And they didn't talk to each other at all. I think they were talking to Jesus. You see, that's what God does to get our attention. He would go like this to me. And I would shield my eyes, I guess. But he was going like that to me. And then one day I leaned out and went with him. And then life changes. Oh, that's good news. That is good news. Only God could do the things that God did. Only God could save me. Only God could get Vicky to say, yeah, let's go to Highmore. Only God could get us together. Some of us have been together literally from the beginning. Some have moved around and they're back. Some came. Only God. That's so good. I just thank God for that. Only God could bring us new motorcyclers. Only God can do that. It's not normal. It's supernatural. How good is that? How good is God? See, we need to think more about how good God is. Because that's the only thing that's going to overcome how bad sometimes things look. It's easy to see faults. It's easy to declare troubles. It's easy to, anybody can do that. But it takes an effort to say, but God is good. I will look up in the hills, and where does my help come from? Oh, my help comes from the Lord. Here he comes. Here he comes. In the worst of times and the best of times, here he comes. See, that's good news. It's good that God is always able to save. God is always our refuge and our strength. He's our help in times of trouble. So where should we call in those times? Oh, Lord, I need you so. Look up and say four words, I need you so. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I feel good. Yeah, I feel so good. Whenever I praise Him, I feel good. I can't feel bad praising the Lord. I just can't. I can turn my frown upside down just praising the Lord. Just calling upon the name of Jesus. I don't get discouraged when girls in the back are talking. I don't get discouraged when sometimes some, you know, I mean, not everybody there has a complete folder. And sometimes they're there and all of a sudden something pops into their head and they need to leave, and out they go. And they're waving at me through the glass, and I'm waving at them as they pass. But God got a seed in. God got a seed in. You know, Vicky's garden this year, not everything has produced quite the way it should or could. And sometimes she was just seeing that. But the other day she was saying, I put a bunch of seeds out there and they've all come up. The plants are a little weak, but the seeds are coming. What do you suppose? A late harvest, you know? There's seeds. You've got seeds. God has planted seeds in your life. They're going to come up. They're going to come up. The difference between the seeds in the garden and the seeds that God has planted in our life is we can miracle grow them at any time. We can choose. We can decide. We choose this day who you will serve, Joshua said. Jeremiah said, look, here's the deal. If you stay here, you'll be okay. If you run to Egypt, it's not going to be so good. Yes, it's obvious that many people were deceived and went to Egypt. But so what? Isn't God bigger than that? Can't God restore? Can't God renew? Can't God refresh? Can't God do something about it? Yes, He can. And so we're happy. We're happy. Don't worry, be happy. Talk about good stuff. Think about the goodness of God in the land of the living. Make it a habit to do it. Just because. Take a good break. Look at the good God. Even more so when things don't feel good, look at the good God. Just look unto Him. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the one that has good plans. Jeremiah said, you know, in all of his stuff, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. He was a weeping prophet with good news. And so we should take that. We should believe that He does, you know. Everybody, I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people have that verse. I know the plans that I have for you. They're for good and not for evil. They're plans to prosper and to help you. They're good plans for you. And people say that, but I don't sometimes think they believe it. We turn those into our possession when we say God has good plans for me. We look at before and we say, man, God had good plans for me. Oh, I could have made that drawer look a lot better if I would have been walking in his good plans long before most of the stuff that was in the drawer. But I wasn't. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I had totally forgotten that I was ever on a council. I don't know what the council was about. Plans to get together and have fun. I didn't see anything about Jesus in the council. But that doesn't matter. It just doesn't make any difference. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. And all of those things were not God's plan. They were things that God used. So that can make them good news. I'm not who I was. And I'm still not who I'm going to be. But oh, I'm telling you folks, God is good to me. He is. We think about his goodness. I think about his goodness, you know, like when I put on my pants, I mean, Vicky thinks I'm showing off, but I'm not showing off. I just can put them right on. 25 years ago, I fell on a rock pile, and I couldn't do that. I had to lean against the door to get one leg in, and my hip hurt, and I couldn't sleep the way that I normally slept, and whenever I did sleep, I had to adjust myself to sleep, and just last night I was thinking, God, you're so good, I can lay any way I want to, and it don't hurt. The guy that was there for the pink tag to go to prison last night, he just traded off his, I don't know, an enduro bike or something like that, and he had a BMW, and he just got back from a trip from Idaho with his son, and they had gone skydiving and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that, and he was asking about Vicky. I said, well, my wife right now, or we were talking about riding, and I said, well, we're not doing a lot of riding because she's got some health things, and he said, well, those things happen when you get older, and I said, I don't know. He said, how old are you? I said, I'm 68. He said, you don't look 68. I don't know what 68 looks like. As far as I know, this is what 68 looks like. I've seen a few that are 68 that look a little different, but it don't matter, you know. I noticed something this morning. Now, I know I find funny things, but I noticed something that my scars on my nose are filling in. I can't hardly see them in the mirror. And that's not because my eyes have gone bad. But I looked at that and I thought, well, you know, I talk about these scars I got on my nose. I about have to get real close to people for them to see them anymore. They didn't used to be. It used to be you could see them from across the street. They were just, the cat got me. Isn't that good? She's such a, yeah, it was. It taught me a lesson. Watch how you talk to anybody. But you see, I did that once earlier in my life, too. I didn't watch how I talked. And some guy took offense to it and took offense to me. But I healed and I lived. Isn't God good? I'm so thankful for that. That could have been the end of it right there. Ooh, that wouldn't have been good. But God's good. He's so good. You see, he just made everything good. So everything, it's not like I don't go, oh, I'm glad I did those things. I'm glad I lived through those things. I'm glad that God was good when I wasn't even looking for God to be good. I'm glad that God cared about me when I didn't care about God. Oh, that's good news. Think about that. When was God good to you when you didn't care about him? Huh? See, some people won't even think about that. They can't be made to think about that kind of stuff. But you can. Well, I don't even have to make you think about that kind of stuff. You can just come up with it on your own. You can just begin to rejoice on your own. Billy said the other day, we might be going around spreading the gospel together. I said, he's a prophet. Go riding down the highway. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! I love it if I see somebody out in their field filling a planter or something like that. I try to sing and shout louder to see if I can get them to look. Because I know you can hear out there. I used to drive the tractor for an older gentleman when I was in high school, and I would drive that tractor and I would be just singing. I don't know what I was singing, but I'd be just singing. We come in for dinner. He said, sounds like you were having a good time. Never occurred to me that my voice could get beyond the sound of the tractor, but it carries. So when you praise the Lord, it carries. It carries all the way to heaven. When you say, thank you, Jesus, how many people do you think that touches as it's going to heaven? See, you don't know. You don't know the fallout of it. They don't have to hear it to have it rain on them, to have it shed on them. You know? You ever have to be careful if you really get to talking? You might be spitting on somebody. Well, when you praise the Lord, it's sprinkling. See, if we think about those things, we can see the benefit. Because we aren't just for our own benefit. We're for the benefit of others as well. It's not foolishness. The gospel is only foolish to people who are perishing. Therefore, I will give thanks to the Lord. Therefore, I will call upon His name. Therefore, I will think about His goodness in the morning and His faithfulness at night. And it might just come to my mind no matter where I am. God is good. Seeds. That's just good to know that there's seeds. So if you know that there's seeds, it's good to think about them growing up. Somebody seeded me. And they grew up. And I'm cuckoo for Jesus. I think it's getting worse. And I don't think it's senility. You know, it certainly isn't dementia. It's life that is in Christ Jesus. I like it. I don't worry about, I just want to slap sometimes people that are younger than me and say, oh, it's tough to get old. What are you talking about? Man, oh man, oh man. No matter how old I live to be, I'll still be a baby. Because when I enter heaven, you know, I'm not sure what I'll be when I enter heaven. I don't think I'll be 18 again. I'll be better. I don't know what it'll be. But you know, if you need something to wonder about that. Not, oh my. Oh my. You know? Somebody says, oh, this golden age isn't, I think, what it's cracked up to be. Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. God's good. That's why the Bible says, just think about His goodness. Just go ahead and think about His goodness. Take a goodness break. Take a peace pause. Take some time to think about the goodness of God. It'll make you happy. It'll make you happy. And if it don't make you happy, keep thinking about it till it does make you happy. That's not a command, it's an opportunity. Every now and then, you know. Every now and then we hear things and it reminds us. When I was reading old letters, I was also reminded of people that were good friends. People that were friends from the time I was barely till the time that I am now, that took time to write to me when I was at naval training. I was surprised. I don't remember getting all those letters because I didn't think about the goodness of those letters, but I got lots of letters from people, and I don't know. I don't think Mom saved everyone. She might have. Yeah, she might have. But you know, I'm kind of glad she did. Wouldn't have those memories to throw away. Now they're new every day. Folks, God loves you. He always has. He always will. We'll always have reason to give thanks. We'll always have a reason to praise. We'll always have a reason. We'll always have an opportunity not to. Because the devil comes about seeking whom he can devour. He comes about and he finds you when you're not happy, and he makes sure that you don't get happy. But you know that you can do everything, everything, everything. You can do everything through Christ who strengthens you. You know, there would be nothing wrong with just shouting that. I know a lot of people that shout other things that make me cringe. I used to say, "Oh, I don't want to be close to them. Lightning might strike." But if lightning strikes, it ain't going to hurt me. You ever imagine things? Last night I was imagining coming and there was some great lightning above me, and I was imagining lighting up my car with lightning. And I thought, that probably changed me forever. God already changed me forever. He's still working on me. And I'm glad about that. God's good. Think about his goodness. Talk about his goodness. Talk about the way that he can change things rather than talking about things. You know what I mean? It's good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It's good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. Lord, we proclaim your goodness. We thank you for this journey, just the beginning of a journey of how good you are. Because we each have a journey that we can carry on, thinking about your goodness, declaring your goodness, thanking you for your goodness, standing up shouting, laying down praising. It's all good, Lord, because you are good. Let your Holy Spirit just flood each soul. Let each one feel it. Lord, we pray for those at the prison last night, those that will be at the prison tonight, those that will be at the jail this afternoon, that they would just become desirous of your presence over everything else, because that's what we need, Lord, and we're just going to pass that around. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, for these precious people, for your precious love for them, for your good plans for them. Let us all be just filled with anticipation. What's God going to do next? In Jesus' name, amen.